R22 Tout Monde, antenne La Fabrique Fantôme.
Nous sommes à la Cité des Arts, et pour introduire la discussion avec Lisa Revlon, Frédéric Noziciel projette un extrait de son film, La Peau Vive.
It takes a lot to deal with me, like, cause I don't want a guy who's gonna try to think that he can stop my growth or want me to just sit in the house and cook and clean and, you know, go to work and go to the opera and all that. Like, I like to go clubbing, I like to travel. Like, I like the element of going to the basketball court and see the boys play basketball. I like the element of hanging in the hood from time to time, even though I'm not from the hood, theoretically. I just like the hood. I just like the hood. Like, I love the hood. Like, I love the urbanism of the hood. And I'm not one of those people who are that structured. Like, I can be structured because I am structured, but that gets kind of boring. And then I'm going to tip out and I'm going to go do some risque kind of hood kind of things. Like, I'm going to go to the hood. Like, I'm going to the hood. I'm going to the hood. Like, even every state that I travel to, I go to the hood. Even if I go out the country, I go to the hood. I don't know what it is about the hood that draws me. And I think that's come from me living in New York, living on a quiet block and being drawn up to the hood. I just love the hood. I just love it. I just love it. And then we moved to Baltimore. We lived out in the suburbs. And my cousins and them lived in the hood. So for the summer, I would come. And I would go back to the Bronx and hang in, you know what I'm saying, the hood. So, I mean, no matter where I've grown up, and I grew up in the suburbs, but I got to go back to the hood. And everybody be like, why you want to hang in the hood? Like, you're not even from the hood. Like, even when I was staying at my grandmother's and living in the suburbs, and I went through my trauma, I'm driving a Mercedes, and everybody, I'm in the hood, and they're like, why are you in the hood? Like, even my best girlfriend, she'd be like, you're not even from the hood. Why you always gotta be hanging in the hood? Like, she's like, don't wanna hang in the hood. And I'm like, it's some good people in the hood. She was like, I'll drop you off, and I'll pick you up. And she'd be like, are you all right? And I'd just be like, yeah, I'm good. I'm hanging in the hood. And that's where I get my basis from. I date boys that from the hood. And I mean, like, it balances itself out, like, because wherever they're at in their life, because I've lived a life, I can, you know what I'm saying, direct them, educate them, influence them.
Bonjour. Hi, everyone.
Bonsoir. So I'm gonna make everything like in English and then in French. Je vais commencer par l'anglais puis ensuite le français. Je vais tenter de faire une traduction simultanée. La première chose, c'est que j'aimerais, avec les élections au Brésil ce matin, repenser juste deux secondes qu'on ait en tête le fait qu'il faut rester très. J'avais dit que je commencerai en anglais. So I'm talking about Brazil. Sorry. But what happened this morning with the elections, well, I heard about this morning, but the elections, that we have to stay very humble because it was a democratic election, just like in America with Donald Trump. So we should not be arrogant and think about how much we need to work to be more inclusive so that the next democratic elections won't be something like what happened in Brazil or in America. Je voulais juste dire que compte tenu de ce qui s'est passé au Brésil avec les élections, qu'il fallait que nous restions très humbles, ne pas penser, puisque c'est une élection démocratique, que c'est nous qui avons raison sur tout, mais que nous devons travailler beaucoup pour rester et penser les choses de manière de plus en plus inclusive pour que les prochaines élections démocratiques ne donnent pas des résultats comme ceux du Brésil ou des États-Unis, quel que soit l'endroit où se dérouleront ces prochaines élections démocratiques. We're going to try to do something like in an hour. On va essayer de faire une sorte de discussion d'une heure. Lisa Revlon, I'm going to make a short introduction.
Okay.
So you won't have to do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So you are Lisa Revlon.
Yes.
A female figure from the black neighborhood of Baltimore. You're the mother of a young girl of 23 years old. and you provide your advices to your community, means your street, a street of the ghetto of Baltimore, where you live, where there are drug users. And you also, it is at the crossing of Etting Street and White Lock. White Lock is known for being the set of this TV show, very known TV show, The Wire. And you have you provide your advices with all the people in the street, and you also host young people in your home. It's like a home, and you also host outcast artists. And I know that in your living room now you have like a music,
music studio.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to translate in French. Vous êtes Lisa Revlon, une figure des quartiers noirs de Baltimore, la mère d'une jeune fille de 23 ans. Vous prodiguez vos conseils à toute la communauté de votre rue, qui est une des rues où, avec beaucoup d'usagers de drogue à Baltimore, qui est au croisement de la rue Etting et de la rue White Lock, qui a servi grandement de décor à la série culte qui se passe à Baltimore en 5 saisons, qui s'appelle Sur Écoute, The Wire. Vous recueillez chez vous pas mal de jeunes à la rue et aussi des artistes plutôt marginaux, marginalisés ou désocialisés. Et vous avez en ce moment un studio de musique dans votre salon. You are an advocate for the rights of the black transsexual woman in Baltimore. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yes.
Nevertheless, you're coming from the Bronx and you're coming from Baltimore County suburb.
Suburbs.
A bougie area. But you like the ghetto.
Love the ghetto. Love it. Love it.
Vous êtes une avocate ou une activiste, je connais mal la traduction française du droit des femmes transsexuelles noires à Baltimore. Vous venez néanmoins du Bronx et de la banlieue chic de Baltimore, mais vous aimez le ghetto. Vous êtes également, you are also a figure of the ballroom scene. From New York in the 80s and 90s.
Icon.
You're an icon? Yes. Absolutely.
Hi.
So
yes.
the ballroom scene takes its roots way back at the beginning of the 20th century in ballrooms where white women were doing contests, beauty pageants. Of course, black women would never win the contest because they are black. So they started to have their own contests in ballrooms. And then the transvestites and the drag queens, black transvestites and black drag queens, started to make their scene also in the ballroom scene, created their own event, and started also to perform poses of the model of some fashion magazines, like Vogue, and became what we call now more or less mainstreamly voguing. But it's a whole culture, it's a whole subculture that is not just the dance and has its roots 1 century ago in the Harlem Renaissance in 1930s. So la ballroom scene, la scène ballroom, tire son nom du fait que des femmes noires qui étaient exclues et qui ne gagnaient jamais les concours de beauté dans les ballrooms de femmes blanches, parce qu'aux États-Unis il y avait des concours dans les ballrooms, ont créé leur propre concours de beauté. Et les femmes transsexuelles, travesties, drag queens noires, pendant Harlem Renaissance, ont créé elles-mêmes leur propre ballroom, et qui se sont des concours qui sont ensuite de plus en plus développés sous la forme d'une danse. Lorsqu'ils performaient les poses des mannequins en couverture de magazines de mode, dont le Vogue magazine, d'où le nom qu'on donne aujourd'hui de manière plus mainstream, le nom de voguing. Mais le voguing, qui est la danse, prend ses racines dans Harlem Renaissance dans les années 20, il y a donc 100 ans. So, you're this figure of the ballroom scene, icon in performing runway.
Icon. Everything except for body and Vogue.
You have to talk.
Everything except for body and Vogue.
Can you answer? Okay. Can you hear? Okay. Donc vous êtes devenue icône, d'abord légendaire, puis icône dans cette scène. en performant toutes les catégories, dont le runway, le défilé de mode, toutes les catégories sauf justement le Vogue, c'est-à-dire la danse elle-même. You have known the loss of very close and beloved ones with the HIV crisis in the 90s and later. You have transported and sold drugs.
Yes.
You have paid your due to the society.
Yes, I did.
So it means that you have been in jail, being a transsexual woman.
Yes.
And now your lawyers gave you the green light, right?
Yes.
To talk about your global experience. That you would resumize in The Crying Game meets The Wire. The Crying Game being this incredible film from the 90s, 1993, by Neil Jordan, who tells the story of a black soldier, I'm an English soldier, taken in hostage by IRA, and who falls in love with a black transsexual woman. Yeah. So your story would be The Wire meets The Crying Game. Donc, vous êtes cette figure de la ballroom scene, de la ballroom noire américaine, dont vous êtes devenue une icône. Vous avez connu la perte de proches par le sida et par la drogue. Vous avez vous-même vendu et transporté de la drogue, vous avez payé votre dette à la société, vous avez connu la prison américaine en tant que femme transsexuelle. Et aujourd'hui, vos avocats vous accordent le droit de parler de votre expérience globale, que vous résumeriez en la rencontre de The Crying Game et de The Wire, The Crying Game étant ce film culte de 1993 de Neil Jordan, pardon, qui raconte l'histoire d'un soldat noir anglais, joué par Forest Whitaker, et pris en otage par l'IRA, et qui tombe amoureux d'une femme transsexuelle noire, qui est une première quand même dans les années 90 au cinéma. Et la rencontre de The Crying Game et The Wire, cette série culte qui prend pour décor la ville de Baltimore et qui, en 5 saisons, écrite par David Simon et Ed Burns, décrit l'échec du libéralisme américain dans une ville noire américaine, avec la drogue, la corruption, l'échec scolaire et la prise en compte des médias. So together tonight we are going to try to put together a narrative. One possible narrative, of course, there are plenty of them, okay? But we have to think that we are here not in Baltimore, but we are here in France, in Paris, in La Cité Internationale des Arts, all right?
Okay.
Which is the opposite of what's happening in your living room, where you have outcast artists, and here you would be in a place where you have like renowned artists, and working artists, people who are working from their art and not doing something else, mostly. Donc, nous allons ensemble ce soir tenter de mettre en place un des récits possibles de la vie de Lisa, qui, vous l'avez compris, est complexe. Mais en le pensant ici, en France, à Paris, à la Cité Internationale des Arts, qui est un centre d'art, une centre de résidence d'artistes, qui est à l'opposé du salon de Lisa, qui accueille des artistes plutôt outcasts, un peu marginaux. Nous sommes ici dans le lieu d'une résidence d'artistes qui, pour la plupart, vivent relativement de leur art, plus ou moins bien. We know each other. We have known each other since 2012. I did a portrait, a photographic portrait of you and your mother, who has passed away.
Yes.
A few months after. And in 2014, you asked me to help you out to tell your story. And we did an interview with lots of gray areas because we didn't know that well each other back then. And since 2014, we came to share more and more trust, means we can now really get into the core of your story.
Yes.
Nous nous connaissons depuis 2012, où j'ai réalisé un portrait de vous et de votre mère, qui depuis est décédée. Et en 2014, vous m'aviez exprimé le désir de raconter votre histoire. Nous avions réalisé un entretien, l'entretien fait encore de zones d'ombre, qui se sont levées au fur et à mesure que la confiance nous a liés. So I'm going to have to try to make this attempt to translate and, you know, and transpose also what you, what we're going to talk about. Donc je vais faire l'exercice d'essayer de vous amener à faire ce récit, de le traduire de l'anglais au français, du français à l'anglais. Thank you.
You're welcome. No, thank you.
Okay, so everything it seems to me with the lots of conversations and discussions we have to find a starting point, and to my point of view, it all starts with your grandmother, with a specific decision that she makes for you at the age of 6, when you have 6 years old, so something like that. So tout commence, en fait, dans ce que je ressens des différentes conversations que nous avons eues ensemble, qu'un des points de départ possibles, c'est une décision que votre grand-mère a prise lorsque vous aviez 6 ans. Can you tell us about that?
Okay.
It's your turn to talk.
Okay. So at 6, I basically knew my life. I knew my struggle. I knew where I was going. I didn't want to infringe because at the time I wasn't gay. I identify as gay, and anyone who is living our life do not consider ourselves gay. So when the gays got their Bill of Rights, the ones who live like this are considered to be heterosexual. So we was dropped off the Bill of Rights, so we didn't have any. So in knowing that, I didn't want to be casted as a gay hairstylist, a gay designer, or anything like that, because that wasn't me. And the word gay was not, it's not that, it's just that it's not what I stand, or the gays don't even stand for us. So that's a whole thing. So my grandmother knew that I was different. So I okay.
I need to.
I'm sorry.
Oui.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Je ne me suis jamais référé dans mon identité en tant que gay, mais toujours en tant que femme. Et ma grand-mère a toujours su que j'étais une petite fille ou une fille.
Okay, so being talented and artist, I was, you know, dancing, wanted to be an artist or whatever the case may be. So I got a scholarship to a school that came to my house at 6 to start the paperwork and stuff like that. But my grandmother knew, one, that I was different. Two, starving artists, black in the States, you're not, you know, so it's not happening, it's just not. So she didn't want me to be a starving artist, let alone to be an artist, then to be different, and then to go what I'm going through would have been too much. So she didn't allow me to go.
Donc, sa grand-mère qui voyait le potentiel de Lisa à l'âge de 6 ans, puisque elle était dans une école privée, puisqu'elle vient de la banlieue, elle ne vient pas du ghetto, même si elle aime le ghetto. Les directeurs de l'école sont passés la voir et voir sa grand-mère en lui proposant une bourse pour qu'elle puisse continuer les études et aller dans une école spécialisée. Et sa grand-mère a dû à ce moment-là prendre une décision pour elle qui a été difficile, qui était, voyant qu'elle allait devoir combattre autre chose dans sa vie, qui était d'être une petite fille dans un corps d'homme, puis aussi d'être une femme noire artiste qui allait certainement, du point de vue de sa grand-mère, devoir combattre, a pris la décision de refuser cette bourse pour cette petite fille. So she refused the scholarship.
Yeah.
You made me talk too much.
No, I talk a lot. So in the midst of not going to... Go ahead.
No, that's interesting what you're saying. There is a core of something. Like in this decision, when you're 6 years old, there is a question of race, of being the great-great daughter of a slave, or a slave, being black in America in the 70s, 80s, being a transgender, Q,
kid.
Okay.
So there is a lot going on here that explain this harsh decision of your grandmother.
Right. It was harsh, but I understood it because later on at, you know what I'm saying, Halloween, she allowed me to dress up. She dressed me up, and then my mother came. I was going out to go trick-or-treat and go to a Halloween party. I walked past my mom. My mom didn't know me. So I saw her, when I spoke to my mother, she had no clue it was me. So
elle se souvient d'une fois où elle, effectivement, elle avait 6 ans. Pour Halloween, elle était sortie habillée en petite fille et elle demandait trick and treat à tout le monde. Et elle sonne à la porte de sa mère qui ne la reconnaît pas et qui voit une petite fille. Elle ne reconnaît absolument pas son enfant.
So when she didn't recognize it was me, I felt like I disappointed her and a kid. So I just shunned it. Put it in the box or whatever the case may be. I just came through life as me. If you knew I was a boy, then you wouldn't say it. But you know, I was just so overburdenly, cuntly, and looked like a girl. So for the most part of my life, I would just pass through as a girl. So that was that.
Elle a eu le sentiment à ce moment-là de décevoir sa mère parce qu'elle comprenait pas. Mais effectivement, elle a toujours été considérée, vue comme une petite fille depuis toute son enfance.
But at the same time, they were raping little boys on roofs and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Where?
In New York.
On roofs.
Et en même temps, and à cette époque-là, on violait les petits garçons sur les toits des immeubles de New York.
Yeah, so, you know, it was so my grandmother and my mom was very, you know, particular what I did and stuff like that. And everybody in the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, they looked out for me. Even when I learned how to ride a bike, they moved all the kids out the playground and, you know what I'm saying, let me learn how to ride a bike in the playground by myself. One, I don't like to be embarrassed. Two, I'm very strong. And, you know what I'm saying, just my personality. So they, you know, a lot of people protected me as my growth.
Donc beaucoup de gens, comme sa grand-mère ou sa mère, la protégeaient, la regardaient de loin, mais elle allait sur le playground, c'est-à-dire sur en bas de la cité, hein. Comme il y en a partout au Bois du Temple ou ailleurs dans les cités parisiennes françaises, des jeux pour enfants, et elle s'est toujours sentie de toute façon très forte, very strong, but protected, et toujours protégée par ses femmes, par sa mère et sa grand-mère.
So I didn't start off in a public school. I went to a Catholic school. So in a Catholic school, you know, allegedly the priest was supposed to be molesting little boys. So crazy as it may sound.
True shit, because
Well, crazy as it may sound, I was like, okay, there ain't no priest trying to talk to me or trying to
molest
me.
Elle allait dans une école catholique et les petits garçons, elle dit, se faisaient quand même molester très régulièrement dans les écoles catholiques. Et je dis ça parce que ça, c'est l'histoire de Genesis Peoridge, Psychic TV, qui en Angleterre allait dans une école catholique aussi, est devenue artiste et se faisait molester de la même manière dans une école catholique dans ces années-là. This is the same story of Genesis Peoridge and Psychic TV leader group music who was in UK in a Catholic school. Okay,
so, you know, I didn't want to get molested or anything like that, but I mean, the priest was like, you know, I'm like, okay, so, you know, everybody else have these horror stories. And I'm like, you know, well, but the nun came over and she reached over one day and leaned into me and she was like, you'll never wear a skirt.
Et donc,
like,
évidemment, on lui interdisait de porter des jupes ou des robes à l'école catholique, on entend bien.
So I knew it was time for me to get up out of there. So,
donc elle a senti qu'il fallait qu'elle aille ailleurs.
So being as inquisitive and as smart as I am and fast, you know what I'm saying, intelligent and all that, moving quickly, growing fast and dealing with my own identity, I decided, again, that wasn't for me, so I couldn't go to the public school, so I tried one more attempt to get, and we went to another school. I was in another little private school. But I didn't want to be in there either, because that was like the good kids, the tushy-tushy, da-da-da-da-da. I wanted to go up the street to where the bad kids go.
Mais elle avait envie d'aller en haut de la rue où les mauvais garçons allaient, ceux du quartier, en fait.
Yeah, so I engineered to get kicked out of another private school. So by this time, ain't no private school taking me. So now it's public school, PS23. Hey, I'm in there. It was all good, fine. My sisters went there, you know what I'm saying? So, but I didn't want no one to know that they were my sisters because I wanted to do this all on my own.
Ah.
So we kept it a secret.
Donc elle est dans une école publique, dans la même que sa sœur, dans le Bronx, right? Mais elle fait en sorte effectivement qu'on ne sache pas quelle est la sœur de sa sœur, parce qu'elle voulait faire she wants to do it on your own, means elle voulait le faire par elle-même. Elle ne voulait pas embarrass your sister or.
Non,
c'est pas pour embarrasser sa sœur, parce que sa sœur était très supportive de qui elle était. Mais tu voulais, you wanted to achieve the thing by yourself.
Yeah, I wanted to achieve it by myself.
Elle voulait être une fille et réussir à devenir ce qu'elle est par elle-même.
Yeah, like, you know, looking shadowing me, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to be normal, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey,
elle voulait pas être chaperonnée, elle voulait pas être, okay.
Yeah, so I did that. It was very, you know, very supportive and stuff like that. So, but I did, like, run into trouble with boys, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a bad boy from the gang. He decided he wanted to kick my books out my hand. But it was all like he liked me, but then he ended up spending the weekend at our house because our mother went and talked to his mother. So it was like, good kid, me bad kid, come spend at the good bad kid, come spend the weekend at the good kid's house and, you know, get love and support. It did get me clearance through the streets of the bad neighborhood, so I was able to go into the Puerto Rican section where the gangbangers hang out at. So again, I get to go more to the hood.
Mais en fait, le fait de par elle-même de vouloir devenir ce qu'elle est devenue, ce qu'elle avait envie de devenir, c'est-à-dire une fille, l'a aussi aidé à traverser la rue et à devenir, avoir accès en fait à la rue et pas seulement à être protégée dans un environnement plus bourgeois, plus conservateur, et que c'est comme ça qu'elle a commencé à aller dans la cité, dans le quartier, et que c'est pour ça qu'elle adore aller dans le quartier, ce qu'on appelle le hood, quel quartier ou le ghetto, et qu'elle a pris. Et qu'elle a pris goût à ça.
Right. So, but in essence, my father was a bad boy. You know what I'm saying? My mother, good girl. Same thing. She's from Baltimore. She like a bad boy. So she has a kid. I'm the kid, a prodigy of a black guy who is like the Robin Hood of the bad part of the neighborhood. So that's extra clearance in the hood. But still, I didn't even want people to know that he was my father.
Donc elle a un accès extra en plus parce que son père était un bad boy, était un mauvais garçon. Et sa mère, une fille bien. Et donc, c'est un peu la répétition de l'histoire.
Yeah. So then granny dies, long story. Then we move to Baltimore, the suburbs and stuff like that. So now I'm in the suburbs. Everything is perfectly fine, you know, getting a private school and perfect education. The whites loving me, you know what I'm saying? So it's now boy, Garnett, and girl. So I still don't get, like, taunted, called sissy, called anything. I'm just coming through as Garnett.
So where are you now? Because I lost the track because of the... What did you...
I said we moved from New York
to
Reisterstown.
Where?
We moved from the Bronx, my grandmother dies, and then we moved to Reisterstown, Maryland, the suburbs.
In New York.
In Baltimore.
In Baltimore, OK. Yeah. Donc elle déménage de New York et du Bronx pour aller, en fait, dans ce qu'on appelle le county, qui serait un peu la banlieue un peu privilégiée de Baltimore, un peu loin dans les terres. Donc, parce qu'évidemment, aux États-Unis, juste, c'est l'inverse d'ici. C'est dans le centre-ville qu'il y a les quartiers et les cités. Et c'est dans la banlieue qu'il y a plutôt des zones gentrifiées et la bourgeoisie ou les middle class, les classes moyennes, etc. Donc, il déménage à Baltimore, dans le comté de Baltimore. So, but you have an experience, as you said, the boy-girl, because you're a girl.
Yeah,
donc, elle a encore jamais été confrontée, finalement, puisqu'elle se sentait fille, élevée comme une fille, par sa mère et sa grand-mère, n'a jamais été confrontée à la difficulté, pendant toutes ces années-là, au fait d'être une fille, un garçon, etc. etc. And that happens, that leads us... to when you go back to New York after you've been raised in the county, where you make yourself the same kind of decision your grandmother did for you, because you went to New York. You're going to tell more about that for us, but you go to FIT,
yeah, so.
And then you go to LA, but then you have to make the same decision because you start being confronted, you know, to a choice or to something that is the same kind of decision as your grandmother said. So, plus tard, elle retourne faire ses études à New York dans la mode, à FIT, l'Institut de mode de New York, et elle va à un moment donné ensuite partir à Los Angeles. Et au moment où les choses pourraient se développer pour elle, elle est à nouveau reprise devant le même choix que sa grand-mère, devant lequel sa grand-mère a été lorsqu'elle avait 6 ans, de devoir renoncer à quelque chose du fait de la personne qu'elle est. So can you develop that? Can you tell us about FIT and then you go to LA and then you feel bad and you think that you have to go back to...
Okay, so I'm in New York and stuff like that. I'm born in New York. I got every other city locked down. People know my name. I can walk through the streets. Everybody know me. So I'm in New York. I'm hanging in the Village. Now I'm with the gays. Well, I'm not really with the gays. I'm up there with my sisters because I go see her for the summer. And the Village in New York, I mean, the top of the Village, you know what I'm saying? You people are calling each other's name, you know, well-known. So I was like, well, if I'm known in Baltimore, I should be known in Baltimore. I mean, in New York, my birthplace. So the Village is the gay mecca of the scene. So you want to be known. So I'm popular and home in Baltimore, so I should be popular where I'm born at. So I engineered, went to a club with my bougie girlfriends, and...
Donc elle va à New York, you do FIT. FIT, et elle se dit, à Baltimore, je suis connue, il n'y a pas de raison qu'à New York, je ne sois pas connue non plus. Je suis fabuleuse, I'm fab. And that's where you start walking balls, right?
Walking balls.
Et c'est là qu'elle commence à ce qu'on appelle ça marcher les balls, c'est-à-dire effectivement commencer à rentrer dans la ballroom, dans la scène ballroom dont je vous parlais tout à l'heure, c'est-à-dire cette scène transgenre noire américaine des quartiers de Harlem où se passent des contests, des filles de figures féminines, masculines liées à la mode, etc., etc.
Okay, so I'm in a ballroom scene, but I'm not the typical ballroom kids because if you're too cunty, and she will tell you if you live your life as a female, then ballroom is for like really gay and outrageous. So I'm still being pushed aside as a cunt that's being in the ballroom scene. So I start walking Butch Queen and drags, and then I automatically.
Because there are so many layers of things. Okay. Donc je démarre dans la ballroom scene, mais en fait je suis pas assez. You're not cunt enough or you're too cunt?
I'm too cunt. I'm just too cunt.
Elle est ce qu'on appelle trop cunt. C'est-à-dire dans la scène de ballroom, cunt, c'est si je traduis en français, c'est en gros l'insulte la plus comment dire offensive. C'est la être. En fait, elle est trop chatte. Elle est trop. Mais dans la ballroom scene, on renverse tout. C'est-à-dire que être cunt, être chatte, c'est être élégant. Être vulgaire, c'est être élégant. Être cunt, c'est le summum de la féminité, en fait, dans la ballroom scene, dans la scène ballroom. Donc, elle est beaucoup trop cunt. And why do you say you're too cunt?
I was too cunt because I was too feminine. They thought
elle
I was a girl.
Elle était trop féminine.
They thought I was a girl from the door. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know me.
And ils pensaient vraiment que c'était une fille. En fait, il y a que des butch, ce qu'on appelle des butch queens, c'est-à-dire des hommes qui portent la féminité dans cette scène. Et elle était tellement féminine qu'on ne voulait pas croire qu'elle était... Enfin, donc, du coup, on pensait qu'elle était une femme, ce qu'on appelle une femme biologique. Dans cette scène, bio, cisgender, alors qu'en fait, elle était pas cisgender, quoi.
Cisgender.
Yeah, you were not cisgender, right?
Huh? I don't like that word.
Okay. Elle aime pas ce mot, okay. But we are in the Cité des Arts. That's why I'm using it.
Okay, cisgender. So, you know, so I still get passed off.
So you start being butch queen up in drag. That's what
you're saying. Well, I started walking that because I was cunty and I was born as a boy. So naturally, I would walk that. And I, you know what I'm saying? I walked it, but I also knew what I wanted from the ballroom scene. So I participated, and I it's like going to get a job or anything like that. You're going to rank up high to get to the top. So
donc
that's
elle se lance dans elle se lance dans la scène ballroom au début comme ce qu'on appelle butchering up in drag, c'est-à-dire en drag et en drag queen, on va dire en gay eh bien en drag queen et connue comme commençant à être connue dans la scène, elle se permet d'aller dans les figures de plus en plus féminines et comme quand on est dans un job, on monte les échelons.
Yeah, and then when I started walking, their butch queen of drags was, and you look at Paris is Burning, they were boys with drags on, nothing pretty, nothing uniquely. So when I came, and that's why I started a new trend, because now the butch queens come now, and they come pretty, they come soft, you know what I'm saying? The next day you see them, they whole femme queens.
Elle a un peu démarré aussi au tout démarrage de la scène. Elle a démarré une espèce de tendance qui était que les butch queens devenaient des femme queens, c'est-à-dire passaient à la transsexualité. Il faut savoir que la scène dans les années 70-80 était entièrement portée par ce qu'on appelle les female figures, les figures féminines, c'est-à-dire les drag queens, les travestis, les transsexuels, et que évidemment 10 ans plus tard, la scène a été prise par les gays.
C'est-à-dire par les mecs, quoi, comme d'habitude, qui prennent possession des espaces féminins. What I'm saying is that just like the scene was held in the 70s, 90s by the female figures when you were in the scene, at the time you were in the scene, and 10 years later, the butch queens mean the men took over the women in the scene again.
Right. Yeah. So, but that my category, butch queen and drag, they were men with wigs on. So when I come and I come to the scene, I bring the femininity, I bring the softness, I bring the real looking girl. And so the category went from butch queen and drags to butch queen and drags, at a ball, butch queen and drags, four other categories because we came house, face, we had beauty, we had style, we had elegance, you know what I'm saying? So we put a whole new cap spend on that category. So now the category is now mine, so I'm ruling it. And my kids with me from Baltimore are slaying it. But no one else can win, so now they have to push me over to compete with the body girls, the girls that okay. live their life as females, the femme queen, the real femme queen.
Toute une évolution où elle, elle passe de butch queen up in drag, c'est-à-dire de garçon en drag, mais que c'est en fait c'est des mecs avec des perruques pour arriver de plus en plus vers des catégories de plus en plus féminines. Yes, to femme queen, c'est-à-dire jusqu'à transsexuel.
Right. So now I'm walking against the
Donc là, elle compète contre les female figures, contre
yeah,
les
female figures. You know what I'm saying? Like, but they already have surge. I have no mom.
Okay, yes. Yeah. All right. Okay, that's the thing. Yeah. That elle commence à être dans la catégorie parce que dans la ballroom scene, chacun doit être dans sa catégorie, c'est-à-dire la catégorie qui lui correspond le mieux à l'endroit où il est, au moment où il est. C'est-à-dire de point de vue de sa féminité, du point de vue de la performance qu'elle souhaite donner, etc., etc. Et donc elle commence à performer dans les catégories avec les vrais transsexuels qui ont déjà été opérés, alors qu'elle n'a jamais été opérée. Et qu'elle est exactement comme elle est. Voilà. Elle est tellement féminine et tellement authentique en étant féminine, c'est un real, qu'elle devient une femme queen avant même de commencer une transition.
Yeah.
So that's okay, but that's interesting because suddenly what I realize is that you, things are happening like that for you without any. Not conscious, not, it's not that you're naive, but it just happens.
It just happens.
C'est juste qu'en fait, elle est dans un process où les choses arrivent de cette manière-là parce qu'elle est de toute façon pour elle une femme et qu'elle ne se pose même pas la question des hormones, des opérations, des choses comme ça. Et qu'elle est dans cette scène-là complètement reconnue que you are in, meanwhile, you are at FIT succeeding your school.
Yeah.
So there is no questioning about your transsexuality back then. It's just you're a woman.
Donc
il n'y a pas de question sur sa transsexualité à ce moment-là. Elle est à l'université de mode, à l'école de mode. Elle est dans la ballroom scene hyper reconnue en tant que femme et elle vit sa féminité de cette manière-là sans jamais avoir à se poser de questions. Then you go to LA. That you
okay,
explain
so,
me that you go right, to
so,
LA.
Yeah,
because
to
it's
LA.
The following.
Yeah, so I'm a wardrobe stylist, yada, yada, yada. I'm a visual display artist. I'm all these things, a designer, that. So I'm now in school, but I already knew what I wanted, and I knew where I was heading to. So we meet. Well, my roommate is a hairstylist, and the other one's a designer. They meet a chick, just a random chick that I thought this was a random chick. She turned out to be a wardrobe celebrity stylist, and she wanted to get to know me. So
donc
I ended
de New
up
York,
her.
Elle rencontre une jeune femme qui est une wardrobe stylist, c'est-à-dire une costumière de pour le cinéma à LA ou pour for cinema.
Yeah, she does cinema. She does
cinema.
Video. She does
video,
everything.
Okay. Qui l'embarque à LA pour devenir son assistante. So you're the assistant in LA.
So I become her assistant. You know what I'm saying? She just loved me. But what she loved about me was I had a designer and a makeup artist, a designer and a makeup artist and a hairstylist. So realistically, we are a styling team. I'm the visual, and I tell them what to do. So it's a styling team. So that's what she needed to further her business. So she took me, made me her assistant, and with me, she had them too. With her. So now we're a styling team. We live in.
Donc c'est une équipe de qui fait du styling, c'est-à-dire aussi bien le design, le maquillage, les vêtements, la direction artistique.
Yeah, we're doing videos and stuff like that. And so we're in LA. I'm still not on no hormones. If you know that I'm a girl, I'm a boy.
Elle est toujours pas sous hormones.
No moan. So now I'm in LA. I don't want to get blacklisted. I don't want to cause no scandal because the guy who I'm living with, who I work for, his wife, at the time is a known star named Christopher Williams. He's a big actor and a Grammy Award singer and all that. So I'm living with them in LA, but don't want to get blackballed as a queen that lives or having Christopher Williams. So I didn't want to scandal me or him.
So toute la question à LA pour elle commence à se poser de plus en plus, où elle est dans un monde de célébrité, de outer d'une certaine façon par sa présence, parce qu'elle est, si les gens l'apprennent, qu'elle n'est pas une femme, de outer finalement les gens avec qui elle travaille, avec qui elle est en contact, etc. Et en fait, c'est plus comment elle perçoit la chose. It's more the way you perceive it. It's just like you're scared of out other people you're going to work with and stuff like that. It's just because you feel that you start being uncomfortable with your skin. C'est qu'elle commence à être, du coup, là, à ce moment-là, de plus en plus inconfortable dans sa peau, dans cette espèce d'entre-deux non-dits.
Because they wanted to know more who I was. They started asking more questions. And, you know, Eddie Murphy was dating the girl. So, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to be in the midst of no scandals. And see, I already knew three girls that he had dated. So I'm living in LA and they're asking me questions. And I'm like,
Oui, c'est-à-dire que... C'est à l'époque où Eddie Murphy tourne un film avec Grace Jones, Boomerang, sur le set duquel elle arrive. Pour la petite histoire, mais vous pourrez interroger Lisa là-dessus, parce qu'il y a tellement d'histoires que Eddie Murphy est connu pour aimer to like the transsexuals or the travestites back then.
No, he was dating them.
Oui, okay.
I knew two girls he had dated. I knew the girl that he got her nose done. I paid the $500 on the condom bus.
Okay,
so
okay.
I know the. Oh, I'm sorry. I know these things firsthand. I'm sorry.
Donc,
see, that's why I want to leave LA.
Et donc là, elle se dit, il va falloir que je quitte LA et que sans doute, I have to leave LA and solve my identity thing.
Yeah, I leave LA and I come home and I use an excuse, but I come home at the same time my family is like in turmoil.
Elle prend pour excuse le fait qu'il y ait des troubles, des problems in your family, in family issues, qu'il y a des problèmes familiaux à résoudre pour quitter LA et finalement revenir à Baltimore, where you go back to your grandmother.
Yeah, go back to my house.
Donc sa maison dans le comté, chez sa grand-mère. Et donc, encore une fois, effectivement, se pose ce choix de Lisa par rapport à être une femme noire, artiste, transsexuelle, aux États-Unis à la fin du XXe siècle. Quoi. Donc, you go back to Baltimore.
I go back to Baltimore, I get a job, I'm a visual display artist for JCPenney, yada, 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 decorating this store.
it's like... when you go back to Baltimore, it's like what you told me, an expression that I like is that you were walking on the fence.
Yeah, I was living on the fence, walking on the fence, yeah.
Donc elle vit en fait sur le fil du rasoir, ou elle vit sur une clôture en fait, sur une limite, sur une bordure, tout le temps en permanence. Et donc elle rentre à Baltimore, and you go back and you have trouble with your mother and your sister who are actually on drug.
Well, first, HIV positive, my sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Où elle découvre que sa sœur est HIV positive au test.
She got raped. She got raped.
Okay, parce qu'elle avait été violée. Et que sa mère is on drug and HIV positive too, no?
Well,
later.
My sister isn't, but I don't know my mother's getting high yet. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I don't know. I don't know that my mother's getting high with my sisters and all of them because it's a secret. But then I come home again, and then I come home, and it's like 11 people living in our house. And three-bedroom house. A three-bedroom house downtown. You got all these hood people. Here we go. We got hood people now downtown, white neighborhood.
Elle rentre et il y a 11 personnes qui vivent à la maison. Elle ne comprend pas très bien. Elle ne sait pas encore complètement que sa mère use de la drogue. Sa sœur est déclarée positive au sida.
Yeah. So I walk through the door and I look, come in, and they ask me, who am I? And I'm like, who the fuck are you? Like, who are y'all? Then I have to go upstairs. My room is no longer my room. And I'm like, okay. So my mother's at work, and then, you know, I'm like, okay, I you know who these people, so I leave back out. And then I come back, and I'm like, wait, hold up. And then I get more into the story. And then I find out more, and it's like really like, oh, downhill from there. the house, they lose the house, my mother loses the house, then she goes up to Park Heights, and by this time, I'm not going to the hood. I'm just not, no.
Mais donc, à cette époque-là, elle ne va pas encore dans le ghetto, comme elle dit, dans le quartier.
Right.
But you take care of your mother and your sister.
I take care of my mother.
Mais elle prend soin de sa mère et de sa sœur.
Right, and my other
sister. That's what you told me, that there is a moment where you see all this thing happening in you, you just have to click,
yeah,
and you're going to have to adjust your lifestyle.
Yeah,
and
that
maybe explain the possibility that this lifestyle is more possible in the hood than in the bougie area.
Well, I mean, well.
Donc je dis simplement qu'à un moment donné, quand elle rentre dans ces conditions chez elle, dans sa famille, elle se rend compte qu'il va falloir ajuster son mode de vie et sa perception des choses. Étant pourtant dans le comté, à un moment donné, il va y avoir un hiatus entre cette façon de vivre et habiter le comté.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I already know that boys, the type of boys that like Hickle the Crying Game, I already know what type of boys that like me. Bad boys like me, guys with money like me, you know what I'm saying? So now, I don't want to be some freak Nick piece, so I'm not a trick, I'm not none of that, you know what I'm saying? I'm still holding my own morals and my own respect, I'm still moving and shaking on my own, but the opportunity comes later on when I make fast money.
Donc, elle s'ajuste à ce mode de vie, elle est obligée de prendre en compte ce qui se passe avec sa famille et qu'une chose en amenant une autre, très rapidement, elle est amenée à gagner sa vie de manière beaucoup plus fast money, ce qu'on appelle l'argent rapide, avec plutôt de l'argent rapide, c'est-à-dire, it's more like weed than back then, right?
Wow. Yes, weed, but I didn't know that it was
plutôt
weed.
De l'herbe.
I didn't know what it was. I was just filling the seat. I was taking fabulous trips to LA and hired 11 people just to sit in the seat. I didn't find out what it was we was actually doing until later on when the lady...
Wait a minute, okay.
The weed, I didn't know the weed until later on.
No, wait a minute, attends une seconde. Because... Elle dit, donc je me retrouve à faire des voyages à LA, transporter de la drogue. Elle fait plutôt du transport. Elle ne deal pas de la drogue, mais elle se met à faire du transport et à engager 11 personnes qui vont faire pour elle du transport. Et donc je lui dis, attends une minute, how do you get from one point to 11, hiring 11 people? Like, where does it come from that you know how to suddenly, like in such a short time, put in place like a whole structure, a whole organization.
Okay, here we go.
In transporting weed from LA to Baltimore.
No. Okay, well, see, because I didn't touch that. I just employed the people. I just found the people. Okay. I just found
elle
the people.
Elle ne les employait pas, elle les trouvait.
And I knew girlfriends that needed their rent paid. You know what I'm saying? People was calling
elle
me
Elle avait
up.
Une amie qui avait besoin d'un peu de sous, elle le mettait sur le coup pour des gens. Okay. It's
now,
not
people
you,
never knew
you're
what
not the organizer. Right, the organizer. Yeah. You just find people.
No, wait, no. I had, they already had their own shit going on.
Okay.
They needed me to do what I employed. They needed me to find and recruit the mules.
Donc elle était recruteuse aussi. It means that you recruited amongst the transsexual community or...
No, the gays, no.
Plutôt
the straight.
Des gays.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that trusts them, okay, when people need money and they know that I'm living some kind of way, they don't know, they also know I'm working, they come to me for advice. So I never be like, oh, this is, you know what I'm saying? They be like, oh, one girl called me and was like, oh, I need to pay my rent. And I'm like,
donc, quand les gens venaient vers elle en disant, ah, j'ai des problèmes d'argent, etc., elle essayait de savoir s'ils étaient de confiance. Et dans ce cas-là, elle les recommandait pour...
Yeah,
to transport.
Right, so I don't like, you know, go and recruit you like, oh, I'm seeing you down and out. You come and we talk and you know, I tell you get a job, I tell you this, I tell you that, tell you don't go hook, don't go suck no dicks, don't get on no escort and all that, because that's not the few. Okay, now I gave you very much, well, there's an option you can do if you're not scared, but you still don't have to do it. It's still your choice.
Et elle dit quand même, à ce moment-là, que cette histoire de transporter ou pas de la drogue, ça reste de toute façon des questions de choix que les gens font, que tout le monde a le choix de le faire ou de ne pas le faire, d'accepter de le faire ou de le refuser. Sur les questions de morale, elle est très claire là-dessus. Elle dit chacun a son choix et fait son choix.
Yeah, so you know, in the midst of making a choice, it's a secret. You're not going to tell anybody. So it's still our secret. So you're doing it. and you're making money. You're good. And I wouldn't send nobody on no risque trip if I didn't do it myself. So I knew that, that it was safe getting there and safe getting back.
Et elle n'enverrait jamais quelqu'un faire quelque chose dont elle n'est pas sûre que ce soit OK en ne l'ayant pas fait avant elle-même. Sa ligne de conduite à ce moment-là qu'elle met en place. Right? Is that when you, for what I remember, you get transportation from LA for a few months very easily without being caught by police, and you had no problem and no trouble with that?
No problem. And no problem with the LA trips. I had no problem with, I never got jammed up on any of that. I've never got jammed up on that.
Okay.
Someone else
but
got jammed up.
But then you're spending time with your sister and your mother back then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you're taking care of your sister.
I'm taking care of both of them.
Donc c'est toute une période où elle met ça en place parce qu'il fallait faire de l'argent rapidement pour prendre soin à la fois de sa mère et de sa sœur.
And I'm keeping a secret now because
en gardant un secret.
Both of my sisters are HIV positive and my mother's HIV positive. And
à ce moment-là, your mother back then also?
Yeah, my mother later, you know I'm saying later on becomes HIV positive, but both it's a secret. So
donc
I mean,
ses deux
point,
sœurs et sa mère sont déclarées on dit séropositives. Merci.
Yeah, so you know, it's in-house and all my friends are dying from
so
it.
So we're in the 90s, right? 80s, 90s,
90s
end
yeah.
of the 90s.
80s, 90s, yeah.
Donc on est en tout début de l'énorme crise aux États-Unis. Fin des années 80, début des années 90. And then comes back your grandmother in your life at certain point.
Yeah.
You're in the county driving your Mercedes.
Driving the Mercedes in my grandmother's house because I get jammed up. I'm trying to go to Africa on some real legit stuff. My probation officer puts a...
Wait. Probation means you already had in...
I got caught with my girlfriend. She was writing. They were writing... Okay, so I hung out with people who did craft and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
I didn't do it. I was working.
That was the same period of time when you were transporting weed.
Yeah, but she didn't. But my girlfriend didn't know I was transporting weed, nor did my friends know I was transporting weed. It was a secret thing, and
okay.
I kept it. Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
But then you experienced prison, that's what you said.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
it's before
later,
going back
yeah.
to your grandmother.
Yeah.
Donc, à un moment donné, parce qu'elle fréquente plein de gens qui font aussi d'autres choses, comme plutôt des faux papiers, c'est ce que you explained to me, like fake papers, credit cards, des fraudes à la carte de crédit, etc. Elle finit par tomber, mais, like, for a very short time in prison.
Like, all right, no, we went to jail. We went to jail. My bail was $50,000, so I had to sit there and wait till they get out to make the $50,000 and pay it in cash.
So you didn't stay so long in the prison, but
I stayed long enough to experience a whole hell of a lot.
Okay,
and then when I came home, my sister had died while I was in jail.
En fait, c'est un point qui est presque anecdotique, le fait qu'elle ait fait à ce moment-là de la prison, c'est juste parce qu'elle est tombée à cause d'une amie, etc. Le point important, parce qu'elle n'est pas restée longtemps, puisque quelqu'un a payé sa caution qui n'était pas très élevée, mais le truc, c'est que elle est prise, vivant sa féminité depuis le début, sans vraiment devoir avoir à y penser, et sans, même si elle repart d'LA en étant inconfortable dans sa peau, elle retrouve une sorte de stabilité de ce point de vue-là à Baltimore. Elle est confrontée pendant très très court temps. How many 24 hours? The when you get in jail before being bailed? How long it lasts? Like a few days?
Which one? The one for 50,
the first 000? Time? Yes, yes.
That was like 30.
30 days?
Oh, we got out right then, but we went to court, and when we went to court, she slammed us.
When you get in jail?
When we went to jail, I had to stay until they got the $50,000.
So how long? Like that a few days?
That was like about. Two weeks.
Donc elle fait deux semaines de prison, mais où elle là, elle commence à être confrontée au système pénitentiaire américain, au système pénitentiaire tout court, en tant que femme transsexuelle. That's the first time you really experience the necessity to define yourself as being a transsexual person, being in jail.
Yeah.
So first they put you in jail with the women.
Okay. No. Or yeah, so when so on the road to Jersey that time, I ended up spending 30 days and they extended 30 more days. And that's when they took me to the women's jail. And I was like, oh, wait, this is totally wrong. But I thought, being naive, not ever being in jail before, I was like, well, maybe they got co-ed jails.
N'ayant jamais été en prison, on la met effectivement, étant arrêtée dans le New Jersey, on la met dans la section des femmes en se disant que peut-être tout va bien se passer, mais elle n'avait jamais pensé à ça. Elle s'était jamais posé la question, est-ce qu'elle va du côté des femmes ou du côté des hommes.
And then I realized the lady was saying, and I remember hearing movies like, oh, the lady said, I got cigarettes in my cell, I got shoes, we got food. So I'm like, well, you can make my vote a little comfortable. So I was like in between two women, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Donc elle est entre deux femmes et elle se dit, attends, qu'est-ce qui se passe? Elles sont hyper gentilles avec moi, etc. What's happening?
Yeah, what's happening? Then I'm like, okay, wait. So then I realized, oh, this must not be coherent. Then I'm like, oh, sir. And he was like, oh, the women, when he said he's dropping off three women, then I'm like, oh, sir, I think we had a problem. He's like, no, we don't have a problem. And he's like leaving out and they uncuff the people. And they take one lady that way, take another lady that way. And she's like, come here. And I'm like, no, we got a problem because if I stay here, you're going to rape me.
Okay.
So let's get out of here.
Donc elle est en prison et elle découvre ses co-détenus commencent à sentir et à découvrir qu'elle est un homme, enfin un corps d'homme, et elle commence à se demander, à appeler effectivement le who do you call, like the supervisor, le superviseur. L'officier qui est là en disant, je pense officier qu'il va y avoir un problème et qu'il va falloir que je sorte d'ici très très vite. Parce qu'elle risquait d'être violée par les femmes qui étaient, en tout cas harassée par les femmes qui étaient ses co-détenues en prison. So you go to the men's section.
Oh, so now
then.
I go. So now they take me to the men's section. So now I go to the men's section. Long hair, all that. So they're like, well, "What the fuck is going on?"
Donc elle passe du côté de la section des hommes avec ses longs cheveux, très féminine. Et là, ils se disent, mais qu'est-ce qui se passe? C'est quoi ce bordel?
Right, and I got on some Versace tight jeans. I got on some Donna Karan cowboy boots with a heel about this high and a real pointy, a sweatshirt, long hair. So now it's like. You're going to have to walk in jail with the boots on. So I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Because I come in there with boots. So they let me walk. And then I was like, oh, my God. So when I get to the holding cell, well, I get to the tier. They take me to the tier.
What is the tier?
The tier is where you lock down with the rest of the inmates.
Okay. Donc elle arrive effectivement dans la section des hommes en bottes. Avec les cheveux longs, etc. Et là, elle comprend que ce n'est pas forcément non plus la meilleure solution d'être du côté des hommes. Et c'est toute la difficulté, c'est que it's all the difficulty that the first time I asked Lisa about that, I said it was easier with the men or the women, and you answered either way.
Either way, I mean,
c'est la même chose des deux côtés. Le danger pour elle, le risque pour elle, est tellement décalé et de toute façon le même des deux côtés de la prison.
Okay, so now I'm in the cell in slippers. Twinkies, magazines, and everything is coming underneath the door. But again, you're not supposed to take anything because they're gonna want something in
Donc
return.
Sous la porte, on commence à me passer des chaussons, c'est ça, des slippers?
Slippers, yeah, shower shoes.
Des chaussons de douche, des magazines, etc. Des cadeaux en fait, et elle dit et elle sait qu'il faut pas que j'accepte ces cadeaux là parce que y a pas de cadeaux en prison.
Yeah, and they scream, "Who's cell I'm going to be placed in?" and stuff like that. And so they make a whole thing, and then they take me to the side with the tree jumpers. The tree jumpers, the child molesters, all those things like that. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't want to house me with the men per se because they didn't want me to get raped, and I was. Yeah.
And that lasts for 30 days. So
that was 30 days, and it turned into 60 days.
So it's the first time you would say that you were really confronted by the outside, means the society trying to put you in a place where you need to be identified.
Yeah.
Donc c'est d'une certaine façon la première fois de sa vie qu'elle est confrontée à cette situation d'être identifiée ou d'être sommée de s'identifier par l'extérieur, c'est-à-dire par la prison, par le système carcéral, de devoir dire quelle est son identité et de devoir choisir une identité. Alors qu'elle en a choisi une troisième qui n'existe pas. So to be identified as between two identities where you already chosen a third identity.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
but that's also when you discovered the third identity. That's where you discover you're not totally considered as a woman. C'est aussi le moment où elle comprend que c'est une troisième identité, qu'elle n'est pas considérée réellement finalement comme une femme.
Right. So in my stay there, he's a mobster, and he was in protection. He decided that, but the way I was acting and the way I was moving, like now I'm in jail, so now I got to use my femininity. I got to use everything to stay afloat. I got to, you know, maneuver around, and can't let them see that I'm weak or I'm scared. So they don't let the people in that section go out. So I go to the MA and the CO, and I ask them, can I move with the thing? They was like, no, because the most gays don't go. I know, sweetheart. Now that I'm in here, I got to make the best of it. So I got to use what I learned in the hood, and I got to use the boys, so okay. I got to use my charm, my feminine charms.
Et donc, elle est là, elle doit y rester, et elle va utiliser ce qu'elle a appris dans le quartier, dans le ghetto, et à utiliser sa séduction, à utiliser ses charmes. Ce qu'elle dit dans le film, à la fin du film de 2 minutes, à contrôler, diriger, éduquer, et en sortir, en fait, quelque chose de l'ordre qu'elle découvre chez elle, de l'ordre du contrôle, c'est-à-dire de la nécessité de contrôler l'autre pour ne pas, elle, dans la situation dans laquelle elle est, une femme transsexuelle noire en prison, être contrôlée par les autres. That's where you learn control.
Yeah, that's when I learned a lot of control. Yeah. Yeah, that's when I really put my... Everything that I have played with in the streets, I used it there. And he was a mobster, and he was in there on protection, and he was watching me. He caught me in his cell, and he set me down, and he had this long conversation with me about me living. He actually called it out, me living on the fence, people not knowing what I am. I need to decide if I'm going to get titties, yada, yada, yada. And he gave me the strength that how transsexuals that move.
He was a mobster like a man.
He was a mobster. He was a mobster.
Un des détenus là en prison là, d'une certaine façon, il a coaché d'une certaine façon en disant tu as quelque chose que les autres n'ont pas, le fait que tu vives sur la tranche, c'est quelque chose que tu vas pouvoir utiliser, et c'est ce qui lui a donné peut-être la force de résister et de devoir de plus en plus définir ce positionnement là dans sa vie.
Yeah. So I took his advice, and I ran with it. I ran with it. And when I got, but he, you know, he gave me an insight on a transsexual that can move that well in that community. So I'm like, well, if they move that well, then I can go back home and I can really turn it. So it was on and popping from there.
So you go out of jail and you go back to your grandmother. You're still living in your grandmother back then? No.
No.
Well, we lost in the chronology, but it's not...
Yeah, I'm not with my grandmother anymore.
Okay. But your grandmother stays an important figure for you?
She stays an important figure for me. I do go back to her house, and that's when I move it up to the next step, because now I'm working, and I meet this guy, and he's trying to talk to me, and I'm like, oh, no, he's trying to help me find a place. I'm like, oh, no. You know what I'm saying? Okay, totally not my type.
Elle revient vivre chez sa grand-mère, et c'est là que peut-être elle passe à un autre niveau, in transporting drugs, right? Another level.
Well, in another level. So I took a phone call and I helped my guard sister. She was getting high, and her husband was a kingpin. I took care of his kid, and I found the man that he'd sent up there. Yeah.
So basically, for your resume, is that starting going to jail, understanding who you are in jail, gets you to a point where you keep going in the drug transportation, and it becomes some kind of a lifestyle that is available for you?
Yeah, it becomes available because I'm in high demand, because they seek me out too, because I can do it, you know what I'm saying?
Donc elle se retrouve,
but he didn't have me come down there for it at first. I decided.
Of course.
Yeah.
But elle se retrouve dans cette situation où sortant de prison, ayant appris ce qu'elle est, confrontée aux réalités qu'elle a vécues, de se définir, de ne pas se définir, des rencontres qu'elle a faites, de cette capacité à pouvoir être dans le quartier, mais aussi dans le monde bougie, c'est-à-dire dans le monde blanc, on va dire, dans le monde plus bourgeois. Elle prend une possibilité lui est offerte de gagner de l'argent en transportant de la drogue, et elle fait le choix, elle précise bien que c'est un choix, elle fait le choix, effectivement, de le faire. But then... your sister has a child for you then.
Yeah, my sister has a child. I wanted a kid.
So à ce moment-là, je la ramène sur un autre, à peu près de cette période-là. Elle voulait un enfant, et sa sœur, your sister who was sick, right? Who was HIV positive?
She became
After, okay. Mais avant d'être HIV positive, d'être séropositive, a un enfant, une fille que Lisa décide d'élever pour que sa sœur fait pour Lisa. So when it's a harsh transition. I'm sorry to get from one to the other. C'est une transition un peu rude, mais pour pas que la conversation s'étende trop longtemps, je ramène un autre personnage central pour Lisa, qui est celui de sa fille. Because you're dealing or you're transporting a lot of drugs before you get your daughter, and suddenly you become the mother of a child that your sister has got for you. So
is it changing things for you about all this lifestyle? What's happening then?
Okay.
Donc, sa sœur lui propose de faire un enfant pour elle, puisque Lisa voulait absolument avoir un enfant. Elle est dans ce mode de vie un peu complexe, de transport de drogue, etc. Et ce que je dis là, je lui demande, donc sa fille qui devient un personnage central dans sa vie à ce moment-là, est-ce que ça change beaucoup de choses dans son mode de vie et dans la perception qu'elle a d'elle-même et du monde?
Yeah, so I'm not no longer doing it, but I'm still employing people who are doing it. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I can get you, you know what I'm saying? So it's not me going out taking the risk. It's not me doing anything else no more. But if people still need money, they call me up and I hook them up with her and they get paid. And, you know, I get a little off of it or something like that. But me going out there and doing it myself, no, I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm working for a church.
Ce qui change à ce moment-là,
I'm working for a church organization foundation.
Okay, what changes for you now is that you're not doing it yourself anymore, but you make people do it because you...
I don't make people do it.
No, you... Okay, sorry.
I get them good. The hookup.
No, no, you're right to say that. This is my moral.
Yeah, get them the hookup.
Étant devenue la mère d'une fille, elle ne le fait plus forcément les choses elle-même. Donc je lui dis qu'elle fait faire. Elle me dit non, je ne fais pas faire parce qu'ils ont tous le choix. Je leur propose de faire. Ce qui, je rappelle donc que c'est mon regard un peu moral de l'extérieur comme ça qui me fait faire dire qu'elle fait faire. Donc si on enlève l'aspect moral, elle propose à des gens de faire, qui font le choix de le faire, de travailler avec elle, de travailler pour elle. Okay. But what about you? How do you raise your daughter? How your daughter reacts to all this environment? You being a woman.
Being what, a woman?
Yeah, being a woman, being
a trans sexual. That's all she knows. I told her when she was older, but she didn't care. Like, that doesn't... I'm her mother, I'm a woman to her, and all her friends, everyone, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a woman. I'm just a woman. They don't know, they don't see anything else. And if I say something in reference to not being, they're like, oh, fuck no, you know what I'm saying? So they beating me down, so... I don't even identify as anything other than a female, so I don't have that problem.
Mais en fait, ma fille ne me connaît que comme mère, ne me connaît que comme femme. La question s'est jamais posée. Je me suis toujours vécu que comme une femme. Hmm. What about the boyfriends then?
Okay, now the boyfriend.
Après, les amoureux.
Okay, so
because we're talking about the crying game means.
Crying games. Okay, so deceiving, decepting, they don't know, they have no clue, yada, 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 yada. You don't rush into it, you know what I'm saying? But this is my favorite line.
La dissimulation, la vérité, le mensonge, et yada, 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 yada.
But this is my favorite line. When I meet guys, I'd be like, hon, I'm something that your mother ain't tell you when she told you about the birds and the bees.
Okay, you go fast, right?
Yeah.
Say it again.
All right. So when I meet guys... And they're trying to push up on me. I gotta first like you.
Donc, quand j'encontre un garçon, je dois d'abord l'apprécier.
Yeah, I play with a lot of boys, but if I don't like you, you know what I'm saying, you don't know my type.
Je joue avec beaucoup de garçons, mais si je ne l'apprécie pas, il va pas toucher mes seins.
Yeah, because I have a type, and you know what I'm saying, I know what I like. So, but when I do,
elle sait qui elle aime.
But when I do, you know what I'm saying, when they push and I like, I'd be like, oh, hon, I'm something that your mother ain't tell you about the birds when they told you about the birds and the bees.
Okay, say it again.
All right. When your mother tell you about the birds and the bees.
Comment on trans?
The birds and the bees about boys and girls.
Oui, la rose et les choux et les roses.
Okay. You can't say that
en anglais, ils disent les oiseaux et les fleurs et les abeilles. The birds and the bees.
The birds and the bees.
Donc quand votre mère vous apprend en fait comment marchent les oiseaux et les abeilles.
I'm the part that your mother didn't tell you about.
Je suis toute la partie que votre mère ne vous a jamais racontée.
So they still don't get it then. So it's like, okay, for my, you know, you like me, then you gotta deal with the fact. You gotta deal with the fact. I ain't gotta deal with the fact. You gotta deal with
Donc,
it.
Si
right,
vous,
right. Si you gotta deal with it.
Si vous m'appréciez, il va falloir dealer avec le fait que je ne suis pas tout à fait ce que vous pensiez que j'étais. Because you date straight guys, actually.
All day long.
You're not in the gay community.
Uh-uh.
You're not gay, so uh-uh. You're not dating gay.
Uh-uh. We fag hags with the fags. We are fag hags just like the biological cunts. We are fag hags in the fag scene. They give her a joke, girl, you're not going to get no boy here. You know that for a fact too, honey.
Okay, non. non, pas les PD. Moi, je deal avec ce qu'on appelle les trade. Trade, right?
Trade. Men. So y'all call them trade.
Trade.
We call them men. Y'all call them trade.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the gays call them trade.
The gays call them trade.
Okay.
Yeah. Ah, we call them men.
Subtilité.
That's all we deal with the men.
Avec des hommes. Et mais dans le milieu gay, les gays, nous les appelons ce qu'on appelle en anglais les trade. Et the real tradition of trade is like trading, like commerce,
yeah,
like
business. Yeah, trading, yeah.
Is this the...
Trading, okay. Yeah.
Ce qu'on appelle les trade, sont en fait les hommes qui seraient hétéros, mais en fait qui couchent avec des mecs. C'est-à-dire que soit qui sont dans le... Soit qui actent comme, etc. On appelle ça des trades, c'est-à-dire des faux hétéros, quoi, d'une certaine façon. Mais elle sort avec les vrais hommes. That's what she meant.
Yeah.
Okay. So when the... Okay, we have the wire part. Just like to finish maybe the crane game part. What it's like for real, like more intimate... I know it's an intimate question, but you don't say at first that you're transsexual or whatever,
fuck,
because you're a woman and you meet a man.
So
elle n'est
pas
dans
ce... It takes time. I mean, what woman gives up her coochie the first night when she meet a man? A loose chick, right? Right, darling. A loose chick gives up the cooch on the first night.
What is a loose chick?
A loose chick, an easy chick, an easy lad.
Okay, elle n'est pas une fille facile. Donc forcément, ils savent pas tout de suite ce qui va arriver pour qui est Lisa en fait, parce qu'effectivement, ce n'est pas quelque chose qu'elle met en avant. Ça, c'était une conversation qu'on a eue. Si elle dit qu'elle est transsexuelle, elle va tomber sur les mecs qui aiment les femmes transsexuelles. Elle veut simplement sortir avec des mecs. Elle est une femme, donc.
Like we got good morals. We want a man that loves us for who we are. So it's the same thing. We're gonna take time to get to know him. And by the time he get to know us, he already wrapped up into us. When he do find out, he got to deal with it, not us. Because normally we'd be like, okay, see you later. And he'd be like, no, boo, I want to be with you. I want to be with you. So then we take the other chance and be like, all right.
Il va falloir qu'il ait les épaules suffisamment solides d'une certaine façon. He has to be like strong enough to take it.
He got to be strong enough to take it.
Well, you tell me about your actual boyfriend you've been dating for 15 years that when he discovered le poteau rose, comme on dit le poteau rose en anglais.
When he discovered the tea?
Yeah, the tea.
Okay,
he spent 30 days.
He just spent 30 days in my room. Okay, so now we dated, we courting, that. So the day that we go to have sex, he doesn't know.
Le premier jour, ils vont faire l'amour, il sait pas.
The next time we go to have sex, that's when he found out.
Et so, ils ont une première nuit où ils ne s'en rendent pas compte.
So by this
C'est
time,
le deuxième jour où ils se rendent compte.
So by this time, he already, you know,
ben,
he likes
à ce moment-là,
me.
Il est déjà accro.
So he did stay in my room for 30 days.
Et là,
you know.
il est en tel choc, en tel choc, qu'il passe 30 jours à fumer des joints dans sa chambre, dans la chambre de Lisa, sans sortir de la chambre.
He stayed in 30 days, he came out, went to the bathroom, you know what I'm saying, but my room was upstairs.
Juste se lève pour aller aux toilettes et revient. You bring him food.
I bring him food, he played video games,
smoked weed,
you
know what
I'm saying, drank his Hennessy.
Back then you work for this ONG, right? Mm-hmm. You work for the church or for ONG?
No, back then, I'm working with the community, I'm getting transgender their rights.
Okay.
I'm lobbying Congress.
À ce moment-là, elle bosse pour une association de défense des droits LGBT, transsexuels, etc. Et elle va au boulot le matin, elle lui ramène la bouffe le soir, et lui, elle regarde le plafond en choc, ne comprenait pas ce qui s'est passé, et se rend compte qu'il est accro, qu'il est tombé amoureux de Lisa. Et c'est là, effectivement, exactement l'histoire de The Crying Game, de ce soldat anglais qui tombe amoureux d'une femme pour se rendre compte qu'elle est une femme transsexuelle, mais la chose est déjà faite, c'est déjà trop tard, et ça n'est qu'une question de temps, d'assimilation pour cet homme de comprendre qu'il est de toute façon amoureux de cette femme.
Yeah.
I think it's we could go on and go on and go on and go on and it's a nice way maybe to conclude.
Oh yeah, I mean you've seen him, you talked to him.
His name is Showtime.
His name is Showtime.
Son nom est Showtime.
Light skin tatted up from the hood, you know what I'm saying?
Complexion, how you say light skin?
Light skin.
Ivy?
Light skin.
Comment on dit chez vous? On dit chabin, l'équivalent chez les Antillais, chabin, c'est des peaux claires, un noir à la peau claire. Yeah. Light skin.
Light skin, tatted up, nice body.
Ah oui, tatoué de partout.
Look like a rapper.
Qui ressemble à un rappeur. Yeah. It's been 15 years, you're together.
It's been 15 years. He lived with me and everything. Like, he's my child's stepfather. Yada, yada. He goes on trips with her. He lived with us. You know what I'm saying? He's mad because I can't be his baby mother, but... his baby mother, I know his baby mother. She thinks that he's my brother. She stays at my house. They don't have sex. Come on now, like, I don't care.
Okay.
He has a relationship. He has a kid. I can't give him a kid. So what I can't give him, I will allow them to go make it. Because you're not going to roll over 10 years
Comme
later.
Elle ne peut pas lui donner d'enfant et que c'est un mec, qu'il a envie, il est dans, aussi dans ce désir d'enfant, etc. Finalement, ils ont une relation. Ils ne sont pas complètement tout le temps ensemble. Elle est là, ils sont ensemble. Mais il a une vie de famille avec une autre femme, avec des enfants, etc., etc.
But in me doing that, it causes a problem because he thinks that I'm really not into him, yada, 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 yada. Then he wants to get married.
That's the second part.
That's the second part. Okay. I mean, they want to get married and all that. You know what I'm saying? We raise a kid together. All that.
But to conclude for me, just like right. what is pretty much beautiful is that you concentrate the legacy of so many women.
Yeah.
Your grandmother, your mother,
strong
and
black,
your daughter.
Strong women. Strong women.
And strong women. So I just wonder, just to conclude, if you had like something to say to your grandmother, to your mother who passed away, or to your daughter who is about to make the future for you, what would you say to women?
I would say to women, don't take no shorts. To women are the strongest entity as is. They can take a man and they can take him to the height.
Les femmes
but the whole thing of it is the man has to want you because we as strong
don't
women.
Go too fast. Les femmes sont les entités les plus fortes et elles peuvent porter un homme au plus haut.
Right, because as strong women, we tend to get guys that we don't really need. We just need something to hold us at night.
On a juste besoin de quelqu'un qui nous tient la nuit. This is a little bit conservative way of thinking to me, like the women helps the men to get high on the height. Why not the women on the height?
I mean, because the women is already on the height, because the women pay. Okay. The women already pay the bill. It's the women's house. It's the women, you know what I'm saying? We bring you in for our needs.
All right.
And then y'all get above yourselves and think y'all can break us. Right?
Right, baby.
Hello.
Tout le monde a compris?
Hello.
Thank you, Lisa.
I love you.
I love you too.
I thank you. Au revoir.